Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm going to Number 11, Cody Fitzpatrick of Wood there. He came over to the other side. Kyle Thompson trying to steal the ball, and it didn't work. Kyle, the Thunder went to the basket. Okay. That was one on the three-pointer there for Platt. The score now reached 29-10. St. Joe's front. As our official Wood brings the ball out right now, Kyle Fox on defense. Number 11 of Wood, Cody Fitzpatrick, shoots the ball. He misses. Clover with the rebound, dribbling the ball off court. Hoffman on his left. Clover comes down on the right side here. St. Joe's awaiting. Clover's being guarded right now. Tom Fox gets the ball out on the perimeter, dribbles back out, passes it. The ball is swinged around to Kyle Thompson and back to Clover here, standing by half court. Ball passed down back to the right perimeter, right wing, Kyle Thompson. And a foul, off ball foul is called by the ref on Archbishop Wood. Prep will inbound on the play. Excuse me, that was a foul of St. Joe's Prep. And Wood will inbound the ball on this. Fouls on Tom Fox. His number 4 of Wood, Tom Rush, brings the ball up. Alex Stewart awaits in the half court. Dribbles up to the top of the key. No one from Wood is open. Attempts a backdoor cut to number 24 on Archbishop Wood, but it is blocked away by Kyle Thompson, and now Thompson will inbound the ball to Alex Stewart. Stewart is guarded. Stewart is guarded by number 4, Tom Rush, immediately in the backcourt.
Good afternoon, everyone. If you're trying to listen to the St. Joseph's Fifth Archbishop Wood game, my apologies. Rich Henkels, along with several members of the WSJP Student Broadcasting Club, and we're having technical problems with the phone line today here at the prep, so we're kind of limited in our ability to bring you everything. But let me put it this way. It's 31-12, the prep leading Archbishop Wood. Vikings with the ball from my left to my right now, and what I'm going to do is hand the phone over to Tim Pergola and to Jack Trainer to give you some play-by-play and color and some analysis. 3:17 to go here in the second quarter, and I wish we had a better way to do this, but you do what you can do in student radio, and we're trying our best. 31-12. Stewart with the ball, feeds it inside to Clover. Clover on the block, tries to put it up, and does. Can't get the shot to fall, though. Hurries to the corner, saves the ball, but it's called out of bounds. And with 2:59 to go, Archbishop Wood will have the ball back, trying to recover from what is now a 19-point deficit. 31-12 to score at this point. Again, Tim Pergola, Jack Rayner with me, and we're just going to be handing myself phone, in effect, off from one guy to the next in order to keep the game alive for you at home listening on WSJP on Blog Talk Radio. Unfortunately, the technical problems are, it's not things we can come over, get over. Shot there by Pat Smith from the left side. He scores, and that's a three-pointer, or a two-pointer, excuse me, so 31-14 count right now. Alex Stewart with the ball on the right side to Tom Fox. Fox, three-point distance, throws to the top of the key to Clover. Left side now to Stewart, dumps it inside to Ricky Sarchik. Sarchik finds John Luciano at the top of the key, back over to Fox, trying to make some room, can't do it. They're still three-point distance away. Clover with a long way to go to get the ball into the hole from there. He's about 35 feet from the basket. He goes around a pick by Sarchik, tries to pull up for the jump shot, can't do it. Really good defense there by Wood. Inside, Fox on the pass from Clover, gets the easy layup. Beautiful play by Fox for 2 points and a 33-14 lead at this point. Inside, more pressure on the defensive end and a turnover by number 14 for Archbishop Wood. Eric Walsh with the turnover, 1:54 to go, 33-14 to score for the Prep. They need this win very, very badly in order to line up a rematch with LaSalle in the Catholic League playoffs next Friday. Kyle Thompson with the yo-yo at the top of the key. Sasarchik comes off the pick for the ball, grabs it, throws it right back out to Thompson, who swings it over to the right side. Stewart to Luciano. Back to Stewart. Luciano's seen a lot of minutes. He hasn't seen a lot this season, but he's playing very, very representatively. That pass by Sasarchik trying to find Clover, and up for the basket is Smith. Gets fouled. He'll go through the line to get two shots. 1:23 to go. Smith at the line and Tim Dolan. This is the kind of pace, obviously, that the Prep wants to have from this point out, huh?
Absolutely. They have. Dangers has really controlled the pace of this basketball game so far. They're playing very sound defense along with explosive offense right now. The score is 33-15 after Archbishop Wood drains that free throw. And they really just got to hope that this pace will lead them past the intermission, past halftime, and into the third quarter, because it has just been all St. Joe's Prep so far in this game.
So, 1:23 to go. Shot was up and good by Smith. He gets another one coming. That shot is up and it's good, too. Smith, of course, their leading scorer. Like I said, he's an 18-point-per-game guy, and he's tough as nails. Soaking pressure now, full court. Thompson's going to bring it up, hands it over to Stewart. Stewart being guarded by number 11, Cody Fitzpatrick. A couple of very quick players there. Fox now dumps it in the blocks to Thompson. Thompson decides to bring it back out to three-point territory on the far right side, away from the Prep bench. Thompson pulls up, hits the two. Beautiful shot by Thompson. Looks like he's found his groove. Archbishop Wood with the ball now. That's Fitzpatrick with a long three-pointer. If he starts making those shots, it's going to be an exciting afternoon of basketball. Ball's knocked out of bounds on the missed shot, though. And Wood is going to get the ball right in front of Speedy Morris. He's saying, what are you looking at? That's not what I saw. But, indeed, the Vikings will have the ball with 51 ticks left. They're down by 19, 35-16, the score right now. With the ball, number three, Funk, he dumps it inside to Smith, and Smith manhandles to Sarchik inside for an easy. Or McConaghan make that, I'm sorry. McConaghan is number 25, and Smith is number 24. Those two are going at it pretty good against the Prep inside in the interior. In that particular case, they scored 2 points against Lusarchuk. 32 seconds to go. Speedy Morth with his hand on his hips, about 60 feet to my right. Again, we are looking at, we are sitting at the scorer's table at Kelly Fieldhouse on the left side of midcourt, looking out across the court, away from the benches. Stewart with the ball, being guarded closely by Webb, the freshman. Everybody's screaming for a foul. They think Stewart got fouled, but ends up getting kicked back out to Clovers at the top of the key. 16 seconds to go, and there's going to be a call on Eric Walsh, who's got him man-to-man. You're going to see he's doing a little bit of a hold with the body with the arm. Walsh is a 6-foot senior. He's got no offense, but he clearly can play some defense, and he did right there, but he also got called for the foul. So ball comes in to Wood, Clover. Clover misses the shot inside. Rebound by Sasarchik, who goes up, misses the shot. Smith gets called for the foul. and it will be Slusarczyk at the line with 8.7 seconds to go. 35-18 the score for the Prep here in the first half. Checking back into the game in a moment will be Ryan Wall, probably for Slusarczyk. Slusarczyk misses the first of two. Back into the game, Luke Connigan. Actually, it's going to be Clover who comes out for, and Wall goes in. That's a good move because Clover's got two fouls. Why take the chance of him getting a cheap third with 8 seconds to go here? And now the officials are telling all the assistant coaches over at the Prep sideline to sit down. They actually said, except for Speedy, the rest of you have to sit down, except for Speedy. So Sarchik with the second shot, that is up, and it is good. 5 seconds to go. Coast to coast. Goes the guard, Fitzpatrick, and he gets fouled. That's exactly the kind of play Wood wants to have. So Fitzpatrick will go to the line shooting two. We are three seconds away from halftime. 36-18 the score. Fitzpatrick at the line shooting two. Again, he scores 9 points a game. He's a junior. Not very big, 5'11", but he's fast. Got good ball handling skills, manages the ball well. He's up, good. Into the game now. 14, Eric Walsh, out of the game. Pat Smith, 3 seconds to go. They're trying to be economical, not costing anybody fouls or anything that would come back to haunt them in the second half. Second shot by Fitzpatrick is up, and it is good. 36-20 to score now with 3 seconds to go. Thompson trying to get the ball in bounds. He does to Ryan Wall. Wall's going to go up and take the shot from half court. Ooh, hits the backboard. It does not go in. And after two quarters of basketball, the score, 36-20, the St. Joseph's Prep Hawks leading Archbishop Wood's Vikings by a full 16 points. So here it is halftime, and we're doing the entire game over one cell phone because of the technology issues that have crept in and caught us up off guard here at Kelly Fieldhouse. I'm going to hand the phone over to Tim Bacolin, who's going to give you his thoughts on what he saw, and then he's going to talk to Jack Rayner while I go get the scorebook updated to make sure I'm accurate. Gentlemen, this is exactly the kind of game that Speedy Morris wanted to start with. He got what he needed. He got a fast start. They're working the ball inside. They're hitting the outside shots. Tim, you go first. And to Jack, you've got a few minutes to talk. I'll get the scores, and we'll pass on the halftime stats to the folks at home in just a few minutes.
Well, this game started off with everything that Coach B. Morris wanted it to be. They're coming out, they're firing from all scores. St. Joe's Prep was making their shots, and they were stopping Wood on the defensive end. The big problem that Coach Morris has right now is that his star player, Chris Clover, is in some serious foul trouble. He's in two fouls. He got two really quick fouls in the first quarter. He kept them in, and he did not record another one for the rest of the second half of the first half. And so St. Joe's Prep will grab the ball with – I'm sorry. Technical difficulties right now. But St. Joe's Prep has the ball to start the second half, and they have just been firing 36-20. And another part about Archbishop is that they are a very fundamentally sound team. They have not committed many turnovers. They're keeping good hold of the ball, and they are just not making their shots. They have their big guy, number 34, Joe Lusacco, and he is just a big force down low, big dominant force down low. So Saints, they're really trying to work through him to run their offense from the inside and out, draw all the pressure inside to him, and then push it outside to their big shooters. However, they have been getting that, but St. Joe's Prep quickness on defense has just prevented Archbishop Wood from making their shots, which they have really struggled with so far this game. So I'm going to hand it over to Jack, and we'll get about his thoughts until we get our stats at the end.
All right, guys, Jack Rayner here. Really on the first half, nothing, my opinion really doesn't differ from Tim or Rich's that much. It was all St. Joe's, and that was obvious from the start with a 36-20 score at halftime right now. Clover is in some serious foul trouble, but one of the main things for Prep is that everyone's making threes and taking them. Kyle Thompson, Tom Fox, Alex Stewart, everyone is making their jump shots, and that's really what Prep needs to win games and really dominate like they are right now. And Wood is having a couple issues right now. They're making their shots and they're playing a solid basketball game right now. But they're accumulating a lot of team fouls and turnovers in general. So that's really, if they don't stop continuing to foul in the second half, it's really going to be tough for them to get back into this one. Although it is still anyone's game, they are only down 16, and anything can happen in basketball. So we'll have to see what happens here in the second half. But as for right now, this is a crucial game for both of these teams, especially for Prep. If Prep wins this game, it is likely that they will avoid playing Roman, Newman, or Carroll, the top three teams in this league, in the first round of the playoffs. It's likely they will wind up playing LaSalle. As Prep is done after this game, and Wood's remaining game is against Newman tomorrow night. So Newman's favored in that game, and if Wood would lose after a Prep win tonight, Prep would play LaSalle, and that would give them a much better chance of advancing to the semifinals in the playoffs. So right now, I'm going to hand it over to Bill Abington to get his thoughts on the test.
Thanks, Jack, and good afternoon, everyone. I know we're having some technical difficulties. Thanks for hanging with us. We're at halftime. Prep leads Archbishop Wood 36-20, and it is senior day here at the Prep. And what a group of seniors have! What a four-year run for these guys. Things they have seen: Tom Fox, Kyle Thompson, Rich Sarchuk, Alex Stewart, John Luciano, Chris Hoffner, Ryan Wall, all seniors, and just a great group of individuals who have seen this Prep program through some great times, some highlights here this season, and we're really proud to honor them today, and hopefully there's a couple more highlights left for them. So Rich Henkels is getting the stats for the game thus far, and we are live here at the Kelly Fieldhouse here at St. Joe's Prep again, leading by 16 at the half over Archbishop Wood. And Rich Henkels is coming back. We're on the air right now, Rich. We're just trying to get final stats. One of the guys we was thinking about here, Rich, was Kyle Thompson has probably played in more big games at the Prep than almost anybody probably in history, considering the 2 years he had the last 2 years as the sixth man and then taking over as the fourth option on the team last year. So Kyle's had a great career. I'm sure he's hoping that there's about three or four more games in his future. So we are live here at the Kelly Fieldhouse again, the Prep leading 36-20. Came out with a huge start in the first half. We're up big in the first quarter. Wood made a brief little comeback, but seems to be Prep then came back, made a 16-point game here at the half. It's Coaches versus Cancer Day here at the Fieldhouse, and all proceeds go to support Coaches versus Cancer. Speedy Morris, one of the top fundraisers for Coaches versus Cancer program. He's been honored many times as one of the top guys in the fight against cancer, the Coaches versus Cancer campaign. So Speedy Morris is a great humanitarian in that way. And you can hear a lot of festivities going on here. They are selling raffle tickets. You can hear in the background they're selling food. They have prizes, so lots of things going on here as we celebrate Senior Day and the final regular season game for the Prep. Now, this is playoff implications here for the Prep. Win today would mean a Friday game against LaSalle at LaSalle. A loss today, and we really, the scenarios are not positive for the Prep, probably a trip to Archbishop Carroll. But right now, Prep hoping that be next Friday at LaSalle against the Explorers, a rematch of the game that just happened last Friday night. So, again, 36 for St. Joe's Prep, 20 for Archbishop Wood. And I hope we have numbers here, Rich. I'm going to hand it over to Rich Henkels. He's got some first-half stats. Take it away, Rich.
Thank you very much, Bill. Well, we're doing our best here, folks, and my credit to these young men, Tim Pergolin and Jack Rayner, for sitting by, and they got a front row seat anyway, guys. You can't complain about your seat, can you? It is a good ball game right now, 36-20, the score, as Bill Abington just said. So here's your rundown on scoring, leading for the Prep. No surprise here, Chris Clover, he had 10 points to lead all scorers, actually. Tom Fox had 5, along with Ricky Slusarczyk. Ryan Wall had 6, a couple of three-pointers, one in the first and one in the second. Chris Hoffner had 3, and Kyle Thompson had 4. So real good balance scoring, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different players scoring for the Prep. That's the kind of balance that Speedy Morris would like. They had 21 in the first and 15 in the second to take 36 points overall. For Wood, a bit of a struggle for them, though. They did get the points that they expect from Luke Connigan. Luke Connigan had 20, had 8, I should say. He had 4 in the first and 4 in the second, so he was pretty balanced. Cody Fitzpatrick also had 4 points, foul shots all the way across the board for him. Tom Funk, the sophomore guard, also with 4, 2 in the first, 2 in the second, and the other punks made up by Matt Funk and Pat Smith. Smith with only 2 points, and they need more from him because he's one of those guys that they expect a lot of points from. He had 18. Tim's into the game, scoring 18 a game, so only getting 2 in the first half is a sign of trouble for the Vikings. Again, the score 36-20 right now. And the Prep looking to bounce back and continue to put the same kind of pressure that they have been. Jack Rayner, I've got to ask you, your take on the flow of the game. It looks to me like the Prep is moving the ball exactly the way they want to. They're not taking too long in the exterior. It looks like they're getting it inside when they want to. And Clover and Slusarczyk have both gotten assists by pumping the ball right back out to the outside. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think both of these teams play a pretty quick style of offense. And one thing especially, Prep's doing a very good job of moving the ball through this man defense of Wood. Even when we've been playing lockdown defense, Prep's done a very good job of just taking the 35 seconds, making the right pass to the point where they can drive to the basket and get an easy shot.
So, Tim, what's going to be any changes? Was it nice, by the way, to see John Luciano get some time on the court? I think you know John, right? It's kind of good to see a guy like that go out. He's always been on the practice court. Now he's getting some playing time.
Yeah, you know, in pretty much all sports, all high school and college sports, where time starts winding down for these seniors. They played 4 years, time's winding down with their team, and, you know, it starts in them, am I still going to be playing basketball this time next year? So they really start playing. They come to their full form. It's what it all came down to these past couple of years, and all this work's coming out at this game, and he's playing great, Luciano, and Speedy does not start with him for the second half, but I'm sure he will get some more playing time as the game goes on.
All right, so we're going to start the second half here, and I'm going to give the phone back over to Tim. I'm going to give the phone back over to Tim in just a moment, set the stage. The Prep is going from our left to our right, right in front of C.D. Morris. Right now the ball is in the hands of the Vikings, and they're going to try to recover right now. Tim Pergolin, take over.
Archbishop Wood in the paint. They kick it back out, and he will pump and drive. They kick it back out to number 11, and Archbishop Wood is just playing around with this perimeter offense. They're looking for something. They kick it back out. Just not a lot of movement, just on that. And that was a foul. And they're looking for the call. That was Luke Conahan that got fouled. Conahan, I'm sorry. And it looks like that foul is on number 1, Alex Doherty, senior. And so Luke Conahan will miss the first one. We are 30 seconds into the second half here at Kelly Fieldhouse. Conahan will have 1 more free throw for Archbishop Wood as they're down 16, St. Joe's Prep. They misses both, but the rebound is by Archbishop Wood. Wood is looking for a foul, but there will be none after the missed shot attempt, and he, Alex Storm will bring the ball up for the Hawks. Tom Fox, and then back into Kyle Thompson in the paint, but that was a miss. Bridges was starting to battle around for the ball, and the ref will call a foul on the St. Joe's Prep. I'm sorry, on the St. Joe's Prep Hawks. And so it will be Archbishop Wood basketball. So that is the second team foul for St. Joe's Prep. The first for number 30, Bridges Susarczyk. Another senior, pretty much the only big body Morris has on the court. And so Wood pulls up, but they will miss the open jump shot at the foul line. And St. Joe's Prep is pushing the ball to the top of the key. Clover has the ball. He will pass it up top to Alex Stewart, who is looking for his teammates to make some moves down low. Tom Fox will bounce out on the far side, and he will pass it back out to Kyle Thompson. Alex Stewart on some screens passes it over to Tom Fox, who passes it to Clover in the baseline. Clover will miss, and Coach Morris is looking for a call, but he will get none.
Wood pushing the ball off, and they will get it all the way to the court. A drive here by number Callahan, and he kicks it back out, and Wood is playing this game again of cat and mouse on the outside in the perimeter. A pull-up jump shot will miss, and Starsky will get the ball and pass to Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart pushing the ball up towards Tom Fox, who will pump it go to the baseline. He looks for Clover, but he mishandles the pass, and there will be a foul on Archbishop Wood. That foul's on Matt Funk. That was the first for him and the first foul for Archbishop Wood in the second half. Alex Stewart with the ball up top. He finds, he's looking for Kyle Thompson, but he missed. However, going back on the turnover, he turns the ball over. A lot of moving parts. Tom Fox misses the three, and Archbishop Wood will push the ball off the floor. Top of the key, O'Callaghan. He passes it to the wing to number 13, Funk. Funk passes to the inside, and that will be an easy two for Archbishop Wood Vikings. That was by Luke Conahan, and there was a timeout for Coach Speedy Morris. A lot of up-tempo starting to start out in the second half, a lot of moving parts, a lot of up-tempo, a lot of pushing the ball up the floor for both teams. St. Joe's Prep still has a 14-point lead over the Archbishop Wood Vikings. St. Joe's Prep is up 14 with a little under 6 minutes left, and we're going to Mr. Hankels on the score.
Thanks, Tim. One of the things that we're really seeing a lot of is trying to get the ball inside. The Vikings are trying to get it into Kelly and Conigan. Those are the two big bangers, are Smith and Conigan. You know, Smith is 6'5". You know, he's been around for a long time. He's scored 1,000 points at this school. You know, he's only got a couple right now. This is important for Wood to be able to get the ball into him. And also to Conigan. Conigan's 6'4", 185 pounds. He looks a lot bigger than that. That's got to be their game plan. And they're trying to do it. They just haven't been real successful at it. That's so far, Tim.
And so St. Joe's Prep will sub in another senior, number 21, Matt Mack, has not seen much playing time this year, but St. Joe's Prep really wants to work with their guards on their three-point shooting. So Alex Stewart will bring the ball up. He's got some troubles bringing it up. He's getting pushed in the backcourt. He gets the ball past that court, but he lotted the ball fumbling around, and Alex Stewart will throw past, but it is missed, intended for Mackin. That was all coming from Cody Fitzpatrick. Great defense on Alex Stewart the entire length of the floor. And it's Archbishop Wood's ball. Wood bringing it up, number 11. And they pass it to the outside. He pulls up for three, and that is in and out. A very close ball. Ball bounces out of bounds, and that will be Archbishop Wood's ball. Archbishop Wood driving off the inbound pass. They kick it outside to number 4, and he takes a shot, but he is missed. That shot was missed by number 4, Tom Rush. And so now Ryan Wall with the ball up top. He kicks it out to Chris Clover, who will pull up for a jump shot, but it is missed. And the rebound again by number 4, Tom Rush. Archbishop Wood pushing the ball up, and they will go in, but it is missed. Great defense by Ryan Wall. Chris Clover bringing it on the far side baseline. He goes in for the left, and it is good. No foul call at St. Joe's Prep with the basket. Archbishop Wood pulling it up very, very quickly, and a long jumper for the Vikings is grabbed up by the Vikings wearing their away black, and they will set up their offense, their half-court offense. Archbishop Wood again playing around with the baseline or with the perimeter. He drive in, but Clover gets all ball, and they will be wrapped up for a jump ball for Chris Clover. And number 25, Mackin. Yes, Mackin all stumbled in there. I'll hand the ball over or the phone over to Mr. Hankel.
One thing, while we give Tim a little bit of a break because it's pretty fast action, the defense here, the offense or the defensive positioning and the pressure by the guards, Fitzpatrick, Rush, Eric Walsh, he's in the game. That right now is the Vikings' real key. The Prep has been able to move the ball inside, and they're pretty strong on the rebounds, but I'd say the defensive pressure right now, for example, Tom Rush all over Kyle Thompson as he brings it up the court. Tim?
Clover drives in, and he will bank in a drive, and St. Joe's Prep is up 18 with just under 4 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Rush driving, he's fouled, and it is a no shot. I'm sorry, that was Cody Fitzpatrick driving. did not make it. That is a foul, number 21, Malik Mackins. That is his first, the third on the prep, and Kyle Thompson will check out. Tom Fox replacing the shooter. Pass in for Wood, and that is Cody Fitzpatrick with the ball. He's driving, and he's fouled again by Malik Mackins. That is two quick fouls on the seniors. So Archbishop Wood will have the ball on the sideline. Tom Funk will throw the ball in, and he is looking, and he finds number 23, Luke Cunningham. Cunningham with the foul line shot, and that is a miss. And Ryan Wall with the ball. He's finishing the ball up very fast pace. And Malik Mackin off the hands. And Coach Morris is really trying to talk to his senior Mackin and Ryan Wall at the moment. Cody Fitzpatrick takes the ball at half court, and he is looking. He finds his wingman, Pat Smith, and he's looking. He drives on Chris Clover, but there's nothing there. Cody Fitzpatrick again trying to drive, and that is the third foul called on Malik Mackin. And he has been in for a very short time, and he's racked up a very large amount of fouls. That is the fifth on St. Joe's Prep. Tom Funk passes it in to Cody Fitzpatrick in the backcourt. Alex Thorpe was pressuring first. It's now letting him bring the ball up half court. Fitzpatrick drives in, and he kicked it out to the perimeter. Back to Fitzpatrick with a very long jumper, and he misses. However, the rebound is snatched up by Archbishop Wood, and they're passing around. Funk on the baseline, and he is blocked by Ryan Wall. Chris Clover with the rebound. And with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, St. Joe's Prep is in a very good position. Clover with the ball up top, a screen from Alex Stewart, and he kicked it out to Tom Fox. Tom Fox back to Clover on the baseline three, and he pulls up, and it is not good. However, his ball is bouncing around, but Cody Fitzpatrick picks up the shot. Fitzpatrick bringing the ball quickly down the floor, and he is looking for something to spark this offense. It is down to Connigan, and he is fouled by Ryan Wall. Something I've noticed much during this game is Cody Fitzpatrick's very confident in his jumper. He's put up many times from very long range three, and he is very confident. Archbishop Wood showed a very good job of causing the prep to pack up a lot of fouls. That is their sixth foul of the quarter. We'll now hand it off to Mr. Henkels.
Connigan having a trouble at the line. He's been to the line four times now here, actually three times, and he's 0-for-3 so far here in the second half. When you're trying to come back from an 18-point deficit, you got to get the freebies, and he didn't get it. Here's the second shot. That one is up, and it's missed, too. So he's 0-for-4 from the line. That's not what you want. Connigan gets the rebound, though, and they work it right back in, and Connigan is going to go back to the line, shoot two more. Being 0-for-4, he's got to make up for something here, Tim.
He could do a great deal of confidence for Connigan to drain both these. You know, sometimes when a player just gets in a funk, it just feels so good to see the ball go in. And the rim, which looks like it has a lid on it, it's getting bigger and expanding. And he misses the first one to make him 0-for-5 on the line. Coach Morris takes out Wall. He has four fouls on the day. Seven fouls this quarter. Three of them come from Malik Mackin, who's been taken out by Coach Morris. And so Connigan going for his sixth free throw of the game. And he makes it, making him 1-for-6 for the game, which could do a lot for his confidence. Archbishop Wood is bringing the full court press on, and Kyle Thompson will bring the ball up, and he is covered by Funk. And now Alex Stewart with the ball, and he's covered by Tom Rush, and he's giving him nothing. Alex Stewart finds a little open room, and he kicks it out to Kyle Thompson at the top. Thompson finds Stewart, and Stewart again just being pressured all day by Tom Rush. Stewart gives it in the Clover, and he is trying to find it. He switches Cesarski, passes it to Alex Stewart at the top, and Cesarski has it at the top of the key. He passes it to Thompson. Thompson makes a drive effort, and he will pull it for a jumper, and it will bounce around the rim, but it will miss. Archbishop Wood rebound by Ari Walsh, and Walsh is driving, and they will set up their half-court offense. That was Tom Rush. Tom Funk with the ball, and he is driving on Tom Fox. He'll go up and under, and he will make it to make it a 15-point game for the Archbishop Wood Vikings. Alex Grove with the ball, and again, Tom Ross is giving him nothing. Alex Story is looking for an opening. He is trying to drive, but has nothing. So he kicks it out to Chris Clover. Chris Clover trying to find a screen from Slustarski, but it is nothing. Kyle Thompson driving in, and he's just stopped. The defensive intensity on Archbishop Wood is just, it is hard to overcome. So Clover taking his turn on top of the key. He comes off a pick, but they are calling a foul on Archbishop Wood. That foul was on Eric Walsh. So with 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the third quarter, St. Joe's Prep is up 40-15 over the Archbishop Wood Vikings. A lot of playoff implications on this game. Chris Clover with the ball, and he drives baseline, and he's going straight up, and they are saying no. Chris Clover made the basket, but they're saying no basket. That is a charge on Clover. That is very tough. That is his third on Chris Clover. A very big part of his offense. A very big part of St. Joseph's just racked up his third foul of the game with a minute left in the third quarter. And so Fitzpatrick at the ball. He's driving in on Tom Fox, and Tom Fox does a very good job. Patrick tries to kick it out, but it goes straight out of bounds, and it will be St. Joe's Prep basketball. Kyle Thompson passes it in the outstort, and Fitzpatrick again pressuring the entire length of the court. Alex Stort picks up his dribble and passes it all the way across the court to Kyle Thompson to the far side. Archbishop Wood is just relentless on defense. Every chance they have, they're just pressure and pressure and pressure. They caused a near turnover, but it is still St. Joe's Prep ball with 40 seconds left in the third quarter. And pass it into Alex Stort, and he is being pressured. Clover will find it, and he is going all the way, but he is fouled by number 14, Eric Walsh. That is his third foul. So now Archbishop Wood is checking in a very fresh face, number 22, Mark Webb. He is a freshman, a 6'3 freshman, and it is very, very challenging. They're looking for a spark, and they call a very quick foul on the freshman. I'll tell you something, for a freshman, this kid has tremendous size. And just the athleticism and the energy that he brings, he'll be a serious force to reckon with in the upcoming years. Clover bounces out the backcourt, and he will bring the ball up, being guarded very closely by Webb. Clover getting doubled by Fitzpatrick, and so Clover passes it over to Stort. Stort will pass it off to Slustarski in the baseline, and Stort will get it back. Webb causing a turnover, and he will have an open court. Kyle Thompson trying to come in and apply pressure, but that is 2 points for Webb. He cuts his lead to 13. Alex Stort dribbling the ball up, and he drives in, does not make his own layup. And with 3 seconds left, Archbishop Wood to Webb as the buzzer goes. And it is an and-one for Webb. They get the foul on Kyle Thompson. That time expires, and they are counting the basket for Webb. This freshman is very explosive. And the teams will go back to their benches as Webb shoots his final free throw of the third quarter. Archbishop Wood has stormed back into this game, taking a commanding lead by doing it mostly by turnovers and just forcing the prep into bad shots. Webb will make the shot to make it a 10-point game heading into the final quarter of this very, very important game. I will hand it off to Mr. Henkels right now.
Thanks very much, Tim. Well, that's a great run by Wood at the end of the third quarter, and Tim's absolutely right. That's the pressure by the guards has been the key to this whole equation. They've kept Stewart and Thompson and Tom Fox scrambling to get the ball off the court. Clover's tried to give them a little relief and bring it up sometimes, but it hasn't worked very well. Fitzpatrick's got very, very quick hands. On one occasion, he's just flipped that ball behind from Stewart as he tried to go by him, and it was picked up by Rush. Rush threw right back down, and easy bucket, and then Webb got the next one on the turnover. So this is the kind of basketball that Wood is expecting to play. With 8 minutes to go, they're down by 10 now, 40-30, which is a far cry from what it was just a minute ago when it was a 16 or 17-point lead. So we'll head into the fourth quarter, and it's a game that the Prep has to win in order to set up a game, a rematch with LaSalle at LaSalle on Friday in the first round of the Catholic League playoffs. Now, we're going to hand the microphone over, or I should say the phone over, to Jack Rayner, who's going to call the fourth quarter, and he's going to offer it up to Tim Trevolan periodically for some commentary as the quarter goes on. Remind you folks, again, Rich Henkels along with Tim and Jack. We are on a cell phone because of some technology issues we're having with a wireless connection. And therefore, hopefully you're hearing a good game and you're hearing a clear game. And I'm sure the description you're going to get from Jack in the fourth quarter and from Tim is going to help out as well. And I'll try to do my best on the scores. Jack, thank you.
Thanks, Rich. And now play starts as number 11, Cody Fitzpatrick, brings the ball up for Wood. He passes the ball out to the left wing here. And number 24 on Wood, Pat Smith. So he goes to Cornell after his high school career to play basketball there. As the foul, another foul is called on Chris Clover. I believe this is his fourth foul. Now this is the foul on Rick Lethargic, of St. Joe's Prep. And really, Wood comes into the quarter with all the momentum as number 25 from Wood is shooting the foul shot. Pat Smith, Luke Connigan. Make his first shot, and really Wood enters this quarter with all the momentum here as they held Prep to just 4 points in the entire third quarter with a relentless guard defense. Connigan misses again in his second shot. Pitch, just large gets the rebound and passes it out to Alex Stewart. Dribbles the ball up. He is guarded by Cody Fitzpatrick. Breaks it up, gets it to Tom Fox on the right wing. Passes to Sargic at the top of the key. Gets it around to the left wing where Alex Stewart has the ball again. Back out to Kyle Thompson, the top of the key, over to the right wing with Tom Fox. Back again to Stewart, back again to Thompson. First swing the ball very nicely this possession. Clover sets the screen, cuts to the basket, but nothing's there. Ball gets passed out to Alex Stewart in the right corner. And then all the way back out to Kyle Thompson, the top of the key. Great defense by Archbishop Wood here. Relentless just by the guards. Kyle Thompson driving to the basket, and he misses the layup. Wood bringing the ball up, number four, Archbishop Wood, Tom Rush, bringing the ball up, shoots a layup, misses it, Kyle Thompson with the rebound here, he's bringing the ball up against Archbishop Wood, number three, Tom Funk, and we have Alex Stewart with the ball here, dribbling to the right side, getting it to Sargic at the top of the key here, swinging it to Tom Fox, who shoots from the left wing, and it's a three, and it is good for St. Joseph's Prep. 6:37, 6:36 in the third quarter here. Cody Fitzpatrick bringing up the ball, 43-30, St. Joe's Prep over Archbishop Wood in the final quarter of this game. Very crucial game at the end of this season here. Cody Fitzpatrick with a long three like he's been taking all game and just a little bit short as Sargent gets the rebound out to Smith. Long Stewart cross-court pass to Tom Fox, and he misses the short jump shot. Now Tom Funk is bringing the ball up for Wood on the left side here. Stewart meets him at the three-point line. Back out to number 25, Luke Connigan. Number 3, Tom Funk again with the ball, passing it down to number 24, Pat Smith. Pat Smith shooting it from the wing, not a three, misses the two-pointer. Clover with the rebound here on the far side block from where I'm going. Prep is going from my left to right, and put from my right to left as a blocking foul is called on... Excuse me, I think it's a player. Archbishop Wood, 15 foul. There are 5:54 left in the final quarter of this game. 13-point Archbishop Wood lead. And we're going to go back to Tim Pergolin for your thoughts on the first quarter.
So Tom Fox hits a three there to start the game off, and that was a very, very big to start the fourth quarter off, I'm sorry. And that was very big for St. Joe's Prep. I mean, sometimes when there's a lid on the basket, and you only score 4 points in the third quarter, it feels so great to see the ball go in the hoop. And so the confidence is up. But something you really got to look out for is Chris Clover is in serious foul trouble. The best player for the St. Joe's Prep Hawks team has 4 fouls, and Coach Morris is keeping him in at the moment. And so this is a very big matchup. If Wood can manage to get him on a quick foul, the entire landscape of the game is completely changed. So I'm going to hand this off to Jack, who's bringing the rest of the game.
That is right, Tim. It's a very good point here. If Chris Clover does foul out with a significant amount of time left in the game, this could open up the door for Wood to get right back in it here as Kyle Thompson inbounds the ball to Stewart and gets it back here in the backcourt. He's guarded by number four on Archbishop Wood, Tom Rush. Here, Clover gets the ball on the right wing here, and he passes down to Tom Funk in the corner, shoots a three, and it's short off the front iron. And now Wood gets the rebound here. Tom Rush is bringing the ball up. He drives into the basket. Chris Connigan, and he's called for the offensive foul, and he can't believe it. He cannot believe it. That is Wood's sixth foul now, and any foul from here on out will be a 1-1 for St. Joe's. So if they make their foul shots here, they're in very good shape for the rest of the game. Alex Stewart inbounds the ball. Cody Fitzpatrick guarding him in the backcourt here. They're all alone in the backcourt, so it's up to Stewart to get the ball out. And a very nice behind-the-back move has Fitzpatrick fooled. And now Fitzpatrick catches up to him and taps the ball behind his back and out of bounds. Kyle Thompson in the inbound. The ball at St. Joe's Prep lines up from the top of the key. Sasargic runs backwards, and Alex Stewart runs backcourt, and the ball is inbound to Tom Fox here, who gets the ball back to Stewart, who has a wide-open three, decides to dish it to Clover. Clover fakes right, goes left into the paint, and he makes a layup. Nice drive by Clover there. 45-30, St. Joe's Prep here. Tom Funk dribbles the ball up for Wood. He shoots his left-handed layup and misses it. Sasargic with the rebound gets it out to Alex Stewart. Prep pushing up the court. They have three on two numbers. Tom Fox here for St. Joe's Prep. Stewart gets the ball out back to Fox, and there's a foul called on Cody Fitzpatrick of Archbishop Wood and Prep, and we'll have Alex Stewart shooting a 1-1 here. Excuse me, that's a correction. This is Tom Fox at the line shooting a 1-1 here. Prep only has one man in to try to get the rebound here with Lafargic on the far side of the court. Shot is up, and he knocks it down, so he will get another foul shot here. And in foul trouble here, Ryan Wall for Prep with four fouls, Clover with three fouls, and Sasargic with two fouls, and Wood Walsh is with four fouls, Connigan three fouls, and Webb two fouls. So both teams are in a decent amount of foul trouble here. The second foul shot goes up, clanks off the left iron, goes out to the right side, Tom Funk bringing the ball up. Tom Rush bringing the ball up, passing it to Tom Funk. And Cody Fitzpatrick getting the ball at the top of the key, driving to the left side of the basket, kicks it back out, and the shot is good. Three-pointer by Tom Rush. It is now 46-33, St. Joe's Prep here with 4:30 left in the fourth quarter. Kyle Thompson has the ball in the backcourt at about the foul line, bringing the ball up, giving it to Stewart. Now Stewart and Fitzpatrick are alone in the backcourt, bringing the ball up. Cody Fitzpatrick playing very good defense here in the second half. And he has just called for a reach and foul. And Alex Stewart now will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Again, this game does have playoff implications. It is one of the last games for both of these teams. And the winner of this game will most likely play Miss LaSalle in the first round of the playoffs, avoiding the three of the top teams in the state, Carroll, Newman, and Roman. And the first shot by Stewart is good. As Prep takes all of their guys out of the box now. There's no one in there to rebound it. And Stewart prepares for his second shot. Shot is up, and it is good. 48-33 with 4:17 left in the fourth quarter here. As Tom Funk gets the ball at the left wing, passes it back out to number 24, Pat Smith, and the ball winds up with Cody Fitzpatrick, number 11 here, makes a move, gets to the elbow, shoots it off the backboard, and no good. Clover bobbles the rebound, and number four, Tom Rush, gets it and puts it back up for the layup, 48-35, with just under 4 minutes here left in the fourth quarter. We're going to go over to Timberball for his thoughts in the middle of the fourth.
Cody Fitzpatrick just got his second foul of the game. It's really hard to comprehend just because of how aggressive and how commanding he is of point guard Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart's having a very, very tough time bringing the ball up the court with Fitzpatrick, just giving him so much pressure the entire way. Fitzpatrick has caused a number of turnovers the entire game, and yet he's very smart with it. He's very quick, and he's smart. He uses his brain. He's got great basketball intelligence, and he's just able to create these turnovers and not get called for a foul. So that's a great sign of IQ for Fitzpatrick. And so Luke Connaughton is just killing his team at the line. He has so many opportunities to ask free throws and has just not converted, which really hurts right now at the end of the game, down 13, just under 4 minutes left. And so St. Joe's Prep will bring the ball in, and Connaughton is 5-for-11 behind the free throw line. And so I'm going to hand it back over to Jack Rayner to bring you the rest of this fourth quarter.
Thanks, Tim. Excellent insight as always here. And now Prep comes back onto the floor. Ryan Wallace checked onto the floor here as Rich Vosvarjic is checked out. Prep inbounds the ball. Wood is on the full court press here. And Kyle Thompson inbounding the ball to Tom Fox. He gets the ball back to Thompson. Thompson dribbling the ball up, hesitates, and now he's trying to trap, but he got the ball out to Tom Fox. Tom Fox still needs to get the ball out. He gets it over to Kyle Thompson with the second violation. Now we have Alex Stewart. Chris Clover getting the ball at the right elbow, trying to penetrate, shoots a fadeaway jump shot from the box and misses. Ryan Wall almost on the steal there. He almost surprised Pat Smith. And now we have number three, Tom Funk, dribbling the ball up. He tries to dish it out when he was going up for the layup, but the ball finds Clover. Clover with the steal, bringing the ball up on the left side, passing it out to Tom Fox, who pump fakes the three-pointer. And back out to top three, and he was going to try to make a one-handed pass to Chris Clover, decides against it, and is called for the carrying call, and it'll be Woods' ball inbounded. Number 34 here for Archbishop Wood, Joe Lustralo, getting in. Cody Fitzpatrick inbounding the ball to Tom Rush here. Tom Rush getting the ball, bringing the ball up. Prep's on a half-court press, so he's not challenged getting over half-court. Bringing the ball up, deciding to pass it to Pat Smith at the top of the key. Getting the ball down to Joe Lustralo, just subbed in on the box and making the layup, and it is 48-37. Wood down 11 with 3 minutes, 2:59, 2:58 left in this fourth quarter. Timeout is called for St. Joseph's Prep. Full timeout here. And with 2:57 left here in the fourth quarter, both teams are in foul. Both teams are in foul. We're going to hand it over to Rich Henkels for his opinion on the court.
So 2:57 to go, and it looks like the Wood is coming on strong now. They're down by 11. They're down by 10 after three. They're staying close. If they can hit one or two long bombs, and remember, that is their game. While they've done really well with Smith and Connaughton inside today, they've tried to force it inside to Connaughton, as Tim Pergolin mentioned. Their real offense is their outside game, and if Fitzpatrick hits one or two and Funk hits one or two, it's suddenly a very, very close game. So 11 points is a double-digit lead, but it doesn't say a whole lot when you consider that the Vikings' game plan is normally to hit from the outside and then get pressure on defense. They've certainly delivered on the pressure on defense. What they haven't been able to do is move the ball inside and get the buckets off the foul line. As for the Prep, if Tom Fox can hit a couple more open J's like he did a moment ago, and if Clover can control the ball the way he has, they'll be in great shape. Stewart's the point guard, though, and all the pressure is going to be on him bringing the ball up the court. Jack?
Thanks, Rich. Now Prep preparing to inbound the ball here. Kyle Thompson inbounding like he has been all half. As he breaks it, Alex Stewart gets the ball here, and Cody Fitzpatrick, as he has been all half, is D-ing him up at half court. And he, many times, he's knocked the ball out from behind Alex Stewart, but that ball sails out of bounds if no one from Wood can get to the ball, and it'll be Prep ball inbounding from the baseline. Speedy's calling in the play to Kyle Thompson. Looks like they'll have a line starting at the block with Tom Fox. Inbounds play starts. Chris Clover gets the ball in the box, goes up for the layup, and he makes it. A nice, powerful shot by him. Tip it under 2:45 now in the quarter. Prep is up 13. And the ball is passed down to the corner for Wood, and that was number 13 for Archbishop Wood right there on the miss. Matt Funk, Tom Funk's brother, and Cody Fitzpatrick has called for a reaching call on Alex Stewart here. So Alex Stewart again will go to the line to shoot a 1-1 here. As from now on, for both teams, every foul gets two foul shots, as Wood has 9 fouls and Prep is 10. Joe Lestrallo checking in there for number 14. Number 14 on Wood, Eric Walsh checking out of the game, and number 13, Matt Funk, also checking out after just a few minutes on the court. The ref now hands the ball over to Alex Stewart here. He's preparing for his shot. Shot is up. They're off the back iron and no good. Wood gets the rebound. Tom Rush bringing the ball up here. Brings the ball up on the left side. Decides to dribble it back out to the three-point line. Passes it to number 25, Luke Connigan of Wood at the top of the key. And now 24, Pat Smith gets it. And the ball is knocked out of his hand. And it is winds up being St. Joe's prep ball. Defense on that play by Tom Fox. Kyle Thompson inbound the ball as number 14, Eric Walsh, and number 22, Mark Webb, the freshman, will check into the game here as Joe Lestrallo and Luke Connigan will check out. 2:13 left here in this fourth quarter, 50-37 St. Joe's prep over Archbishop Wood. The line breaks. Clover gets the ball in the backcourt. Now he will dribble the ball. It's defended by Eric Walsh, number 14. And Clover dribbles the ball out, tries to get it to someone. It is intercepted by Tom Rush. And Cody Fitzpatrick is going down for a layup, and a push-off foul is called on St. Joe's prep. Yes, it is called on St. Joe's prep 11, Kyle Thompson, as Cody Fitzpatrick will now go to the line to shoot two. Patrick steps up to the line here. Prepares for a shot. The shot is up. And the shot is barely touching the rim at all. Very nice looking foul shot there. 50-38 here. Cody Fitzpatrick is trying to make this get back to an 11-point game here with just under 2 minutes. 1:58 left in this fourth quarter. Shoots a second shot, and that is also good. And Kyle Thompson again will inbound this ball to Tom Fox here. We'll get it back to Thompson. And he is double teamed in the backcourt. There's no one to help. And Speedy calls a timeout. Will be a full timeout for St. Joe's here. If Speedy wants to get everything set up. And we're going to go over to Rich Henkels here for his thoughts for the rest of the game.
What's going to be interesting now is what happens at the line, because both teams are in the bonus. In fact, Wood will get two foul shots every time they go to the line because prep has 10 team fouls. And if they can start hitting their foul shots, they might be able to close some ground if they hit them and the prep does not hit them. A very good performance thus far, it looks like, by the prep. They've done what they had to do. 18 points by Clover leads the team at this point, which is kind of what you would expect. But they've also gotten some key jump shots and contributions from Tom Fox and Alex Stewart. Stewart with a three-pointer and a couple of foul shots just a moment ago. So the team is looking solid. And, by the way, it's worth pointing out that the prep JV team started things off with a good sizable win, and Jim Perella's team finished 19-11. And you back that up to last year's 20-0 effort. So the JV team is 39-1 over the last two seasons. Pretty good performance by the guys who next year will suit up in varsity. Jack, let's get back to the last 1:52 of the game.
All right, Rich. And now prep gets the inbound on the play. Ryan Ball dribbling down the court. Gets the ball down the court, and the pass is just a little long. He has no shot at the layup, so he dribbles it back out to the Tom Fox and the Clover. Clover dribbles the ball on the left side, gets it back out to Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart into the middle, pass to Tom Fox, and gets it back out to Alex Stewart again. It's prep just trying to burn time, doing a very good job of it, passing it around. He's trapped, and Clover, he gets the ball back out to Clover. And Clover gets it to Ryan Wall on the block, and that is a very good possession by St. Joe's. Tumi Khan getting the basket, and Ryan Wall there on the layup. As Mark Webb driving on the basket, and the foul, there's going to be a blocking foul called on Ryan Wall, and that will be okay. And that will be Wall's final foul. That is his fifth foul, and he is out of the game as Speedy calls a timeout here to get everything situated. And it appears Rick Lasargic will come back into the game with 1:19 left here. It's 52-39 St. Joe's prep in this fourth quarter. Again, the winner most likely goes on to play LaSalle in the first round of the playoffs, depending on Wood's game with Newman Goretti tomorrow night. as Lusarjic does check in again. The lineup for prep will be Fox, Thompson, Stewart, Hover, and Lusarjic on the floor for prep. And now we'll have the freshman Mark Webb shooting two. First shot is off the back iron and out. Very good size for a freshman, 6'3", and has a very promising career left at Wood. He's been a productive player this season. His second shot is up, rattles around the rim, falls in. So it is now 52-40, 12-point lead for St. Joe's here with 1 minute and 19 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Thompson inbounds at the Fox. Fox passes it back to Thompson. Thompson is not looking, and the Archbishop Ward will get the ball. Eric Walsh will inbound the ball, and Luke Conaghan will check back into the game as the freshman Mark Webb will come back out of the game. So Walsh receives the ball in the inbound play here. Gets it back out to Tom Rush at the top of the key. Tom Rush dribbling the ball around, getting it out to Pat Smith. Pat Smith spots up for the three. It's an air ball. Eric Walsh gets the rebound. Back out to Tom Rush, and he'll shoot a three, miss it. And there will be a foul on the play when Sasarja gets the rebound. The foul is on Archbishop Wood. Luke Conaghan and Rich Lasargic will come to the line to shoot 2 points here. 1:04 left in this fourth quarter. Both teams in the double bonus now, 52-40 St. Joe's. And here's all they have to do is play solid defense to win this game. Lasargic's first shot is up, and it is missed off the backboard. Mark Webb checks back in, and so does Tom Funk. Eric Walsh and Tom Rush will check out of the game. Prep leaves no one in there to get the rebound here, as we have Fox, Thompson, Stewart, and Clover out. And Lusarjic knocks in his second shot. St. Joe's with approaching under a minute left in this game. Prep will have a 13-point lead, 53-40, Cody Fitzpatrick shoots the ball to Sargent on defense. He misses the shot. Kyle Thompson dribbling the ball up court, passing it to Stewart on the wing. He's being double-teamed by Funk and Fitzpatrick. And now a foul is called, a reach-in foul on Tom Rush. Tom Funk was guarded, and he was guarding Kyle Thompson on the play. And it appears on senior day, Prep will wind up with a win here as we give it over to Rich Henkel.
You might want to stand by, folks, when the game is over. I believe that we're going to be able to get Speedy Morris on the line. They're on the phone with us to talk a little bit about this game. In comes John Luciano, a senior, as well as Malik Mason. A good way for them to finish. Mason will come in if Kyle Thompson makes this shot. If he does not, the game will continue. But stand by for the end of this game, hopefully an interview with Speedy Morris. Jack?
Thanks, Scott. And again, John Luciano does check in on the floor, and so does number 21 for St. Joe's Prep, Malik Macon here. So now they will have an all-senior lineup to end senior day here with 35 seconds left in the game, as Prep will come out with a win. Cody Fitzpatrick on the foul for Alex Stewart. Now Alex Stewart will go to the line to shoot two. Seniors congratulating each other on 4 years of basketball here at St. Joe's, and very good careers for all of them here. A very productive senior year going into the playoffs here. It appears that Prep will play LaSalle in the first round of the playoffs in the 4-5 game. Stewart shoots his shot, and it is missed. It rattles around the rim and out. It's Pete Gayhart, the sophomore, now appears to be checking into the game. He calls out Rick Lasargic, the junior. He calls out Rich Lasargic, so that'll be the end of his regular season career at St. Joe's. Pete Gayhart coming into the game again. Now we have Stewart again on his second shot. Misses off the front iron. Tom Funk gets the rebound, passes it to Cody Fitzpatrick with a very long three, and misses off the backboard. Clover gets the ball, passes it way down court to John Luciano. Shoots a mid-range jump shot and makes it. First points of the game for John Luciano in the final game of the season here. And P.K. Hart with the block here gets the ball at half court. He's taking it in, and he winds up dribbling out the court. That was a very good block by Gayhart. Gets it back out to John Luciano here, who will hold the ball at the end of the game. St. Joe's Prep winds up with a 16-point win, 56-40 over Archbishop Wood in their final game of the regular season. And now we're going to go over to Tim Pergolin for his thoughts on the game.
Well, it is official. St. Joe's Prep has a date with LaSalle, and the winner is going to the Palestra. It's what we've been working for all season, and we're put in the perfect place to do it. St. Joe's Prep, of course, already beating LaSalle in a very well-fought game, and now fighting very, very hard on senior night here at Kelly Fieldhouse to go back to LaSalle, play away, which is always tough to do. But they have all the opportunity they need to complete the goal of going to the Palestra, which they said. And so hopefully we get Coach Mars here to give us his thoughts about the game. But before then, we're just going to recap. St. Joe's Prep came out of the gates firing from all cylinders, making all shots they could possibly can. Fogo was working the inside with seniors, shooting the lights out from the outside. And so with that came big power, and Archbishop Wood was able to keep the tempo up the entire game, just pressuring, pushing the ball in transition. And then eventually, they were just not making their shots. They got their opportunities, they got the open shots, but it just did not come down to shooting. And so St. Joe's Prep were able to drain their open shots, but it's just Archbishop Carroll was not able to put the ball in the basket, which is holy. You're never going to do good when you get in that situation. But St. Joe's Prep, big senior night, and they were really able to control the tempo, and that's how it came down to it. And so Mr. Henkels right now is looking for Coach Speedy Morris. But before we get there, just thank you for sticking with us until then. It was a very tough broadcast from Jack, Mr. Henkels, and myself, Mr. Abington. It really was a tough game, but a great game, and St. Joe's Prep was able to get into this opportunity to play to get their way into the Palestra. So now I'm going to go to Mr. Henkels right now.
Hi, we're waiting right now for Speedy Morris to come out after a game like that. He's got plenty to talk to his guys about. They're going to be able to go on and play LaSalle now that they've won, it appears, because that was the critical step that they had to make today. They came out hard and they came out strong at the very, very beginning, playing the inside-out game. We'll have a recap right now of some of the scores so that we can kind of give you a feedback, and then we'll hopefully maybe talk to one or two of the seniors if we can get them out here, because this is obviously a big game for them and something that they want to do. And Bill Abington went to get Speedy Morris, and we're going to try to get Speedy right away. So, all right, and Bill Abington, real quick, this is the kind of game they needed. This senior night, they got out to a fast start, exactly what the crowd needed, certainly, huh?
Absolutely, Rich. The it was a disappointing loss on Friday night to Commonwealth League, and they need to bounce back. And a loss here would have been devastating for their playoff chances. So they really needed a win here tonight against a decent Archbishop Wood team as well. So they needed to really they got the fast start that they needed and won it, and it really a good victory for the Prep. We are standing by now waiting for Coach Morris to come out. He is addressing his team on senior day here at the Fieldhouse. So as soon as he comes out, we'll get it right to the students, and they'll do an interview.
So we apologize for the way the broadcast started out today. We had some technology problems. Kelly Fieldhouse, those of you listening are familiar with this environment. A lot of metal, a lot of brick, a lot of other things, and we have a wireless connection that dials out, and while it can dial out and get a good connection, sometimes the clarity of the connection isn't very good. So instead of being going through and using the headsets and everything else we have that goes straight through the phone line, we went ahead and used the cell phone, which is my cell phone, and went ahead and tried to work it out. We hope you're hearing a good game, and I'll get home tonight and dial it up and see how it sounds, Bill, just to double check. But a real good experience, and of course we did the football season. We ran into Gabe Infante before today's game, and he said that the football season for him was great, and he was very, very happy that we were successful as WSJP. Two guys still with us, Tim Pergolin and Jack Rayner, were part of all the football outings, and we're going to try to get back next year. Those two will be back to spearhead WSJP. What we want to do real quick now maybe is go over some scoring and give you a sense for exactly what everybody did today for the Prep. for the Prep. A real good outing for Chris Clover, of course. He finished with 18 points. He had 10 in the first half, 8 in the second. Good balance for him. Tom Fox had 9, a couple three-pointers, one early, one late, made a big difference. Kyle Thompson had 6 points. Also, Ricky Sarchik with 6. The seniors figured well, which they had to. Ryan Wall had 8 points, and he also fouled out. Very aggressive inside and a tough ball player inside, getting rebounds and just hustle points. That's what he's best at, hustle points, plain and simple. Chris Hoffner got a 3. We haven't seen a lot of Chris Hoffner. He hasn't gotten nearly the activity that we'd hoped for him to get during the course of the season. But when he gets out there, he puts it all on the court, and that's half the battle as far as we're concerned. So a great outing all in all for these guys. And we're going to try to get Tom Fox right now. Tom is working on his feet, it looks like. And I want to see if I can get Tom for just 1 second on the radio. Tom is working on it. Brian Gee is going to be working on him. Undoing his ankle sprain. I'm going to put this on speaker for Tom and ask you a couple questions. I'm going to have Tim Pergolin come over and actually ask you the question. Tom, senior day, what a great outing for you guys. And you did what you needed right out of the gate, right?
Yes. We executed our game plan, and we're happy to get the win against Wood. They're a great team. We're happy to do it. So.
They had the inside-outside thing working from the very beginning, and that was the game plan?
The game plan was essentially to stop them from shooting threes. They have 2 guys that are great three-point shooters, so defensively that was the plan. And then our offensive plan was pretty much just pounding inside when we could. There's a couple little guys covering Kyle and Clover, and they could. We thought we'd utilize them inside, so.
A day of redemption now with Conor Egan behind you, right? Rearview mirror looks a lot better.
Absolutely, yeah. We're happy that one's behind us, but looking forward. So,
all right, what's up next? Thanks very much, Tom. Appreciate it. We're going to get Speedy Morris now, and I'm going to let Tim Pergolin hold this interview. Tim, Speedy, of course, renowned across the board. You have a chance to interview him for the first time in your life. That'll be a nice experience, I think. And he's the kind of guy that will answer some questions, and you just got to ask the good ones. So over that like that. Speedy Tom Pergolin, junior. Tim, I'm sorry.
All right, so coming out of the gate, it's great tempo out of the gate. You got a lot of big shots. How do you explain it? Was that part of the game plan to start out, start right away, start fast?
Yeah, good
call.
You're right. That was very big.
Helped
generate some positive feelings the rest of the game.
And so senior night, great senior class with guys you've been playing with for the past couple of years, you know, Alex and Kyle and Tom, just always been on it. And then guys that you had coming off the bench this year. What are you going to take away most from this senior class?
I just classy kids. That's what the prep is. We've got great seniors almost every year. This year's a terrific event.
And so now you have a day with LaSalle, a team you played already. How do you come in and plan to win? Can you give us anything, a little game plan?
Well, game plan is not quite our best. Execute on offense and like the defense. We did that. We've been successful against LaSalle, but it's going to be a tough game.
All right. Thank you a lot.
Speedy Morris, great chance to talk with him a little bit. Jack, let's get in here, the three of us, all of us. Guys, great experience. Only game we were able to do this year, but it was a good experience, I think, all in all, and you kind of saw the pace of a basketball game is a little different than the pace of a football game, huh, Jack?
It's incredibly different, yeah, especially when you're doing color commentary. The difference, you can't really say everything you want to say like you can in football. You'll have much longer timeouts, much longer in between plays. Basketball is one consistent flow of play unless someone's fouled. So.
Mm-hmm. Tim, your thoughts on the difference between the two games? And by the way, we won a state championship in football, so who knows what the basketball team will be able to do. Different experience, though, huh?
Well, yeah, it was really tough adapting. You know, football kind of more, you have more time, slow plays, and then basketball, like Jack says, just one constant motion. But, you know, we were able to get a good motion. It took a while, but we got it flowing, and I think we were able to get you a good broadcast.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the fact that we're standing courtside and Chris Clover is just joined us. Chris, good outing for you guys. I'm going to let Jack Rayner actually interview you. Great outing for you guys. You came out strong. You had 18 points. Jack, take it from here.
All right, so Chris, just first question. What is your opinion on how you played this game? How did you think you did?
I think I did pretty well. I coach told me to come out aggressive, so I came out aggressive shooting the ball, getting my teammates involved, and defense is key. And so we went out and played strong defense.
Okay, now what does this mean to you on your last senior day to be able to play this well? I'm sorry, excuse me. On your last regular season game of the season?
It's great. We're just looking forward to the – we're just moving on. We're looking forward to the foul next Friday, play them at their place and crush them like we did last time.
Okay, that's great stuff. Thanks, Chris. It was nice talking to you.
Good story. All right, so we're going to wrap things up. It's I'm going to take this off speaker for a second. And, folks, a great season all in all for WSJP. We had a chance to do some real good games. We had a chance to really listen in to some good players, some great experience for some of our guys. I want to double-check one thing just to see how it sounds on the air right now. And a wonderful experience all in all. We want to thank Joe Krause. Mr. Krause isn't with us today. He's got some other commitments, so he wasn't able to join us, but it is Joe's equipment that gets us on the air, and, of course, he's my co-moderator for WSJP, Student Broadcasting Club of St. Joseph's Prep. Thank you, Joe, for always being there and answering our calls when we need him. I want to thank Bill Abington, who, of course, made it all happen with some phone calls back in August that turned a very good football season into an unbelievable football season in the state championship. To thank a lot of other people, Jason Szczynski and some other folks here at St. Joseph's Prep. And, of course, the members of the Student Broadcasting Club, Tim Pergolin, whose name I've mispronounced 1,000 times, and he can at least smile and understand it. Jack Rayner, who's been there all the time. Alex Beck, the names, it goes on and on and on. So we will move on until the end of the year, and we'll see what we can do with LaSalle. I don't think we'll be able to get room in the stands there to do the game at LaSalle, but we will see how it goes. And in the meantime, a real warm thank you for a fantastic season, 56-40, the final score, St. Joseph's Prep winning on senior night, a night that they had to pull out win in order to position themselves for the next round of the playoffs. I am Rich Hinkles, and it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll talk to you before the basketball season is over sometime during the playoffs, and if we don't, we'll be back in the fall on WSJP Student Radio for St. Joseph's Preparatory School here in Philadelphia. Thanks very much, everybody. Have a great Sunday, and we'll talk to you on the air soon.